Sends to us his rainbow of love, red and orange and
Okay, let me quickly tell you what you heard in the last set and then hand everything over to Zombo, who actually is here.
Yeah.
It's next week he won't be here. The last track was Pharoah Sanders, who passed away last year. I think he, in my humble opinion, he did an admirable job of following up on Coltrane's legacy and then developing a style of his own. That was a little bit different. Leon Thomas did the vocals, and of course Sanders on tenor sax. We'll tell you the rest of it, but the name of the song was Colors off of his Karma CD. Before that, we had Walter Wolfman Washington singing Tailspin off of Wolf at the Door. Before that, Kelly Jo Phillips doing Clementine from Sky Like a Broken Clock. And then Mark Lanegan started the set off with Shandy Man's Life from I'll Take Care of You. Thanks for listening. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Take it away, Zombo.
Must have been born.
Greetings, you all. Zombo right here, directly in your brain. Yes, live, unless this is recorded. But it's not recorded because I'm talking to you right now. So it is live in your brain. I will not be on the radio next week, but Zombo from 13 years ago will be on. But they're going to enjoy today. It is like, I don't know on what part of whatever, but I'm still recapping the finest music finds of 2022. And like I'm saying, won't be on next week, but the week after I will be on. I think it's probably going to go into February when I am doing, because I won't be on that week after that. But whatevs, we're just enjoying all of the great music. That was John Fox and the Mathematics and the Maths. He used to be the original guy in Ultravox. New album just came out called Howl. It's Everything is Happening at the Same Time. Before that, a reissue of Bauhaus greatest hits, Larga Tangita Nick. I wish I could pronounce that. Let's do it right. Larga Tangita Nick. There we go. That was a great tune by Bauhaus. And I'm not that much of a Bauhaus fan, but I was like, hey, that's a good song. We heard Brand New from Man or Astro Man. They are actually coming out with some singles now. That was Rovers. And from a reissue of from a tribute to X. That was the Blacks doing The New World. And you listen to Zombo right here on this fabulous station, WRCT, directly in your brains. Man, it's going to be a thing today. It is going to be a thing today. I am juiced. I'm very juiced. You juiced? I got that 2023 juice, that fresh juice. And what I'm doing, I'm recapping the best music of last year. It's going to go a couple more weeks. And because today I'm only halfway through, and I've got 90 songs queued up for today. So not going to make it, but we're going to keep at it. You know why? Because I never give up. Never give up. So so nice to be on the radio with you. It is. Yeah. For the folks that get up early, my early risers that are up before 11:30. I usually get the phone calls and everything. Everybody's up around 11:30. My listeners are in their bathrobes till my show's over. And they're okay, it's 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock. And the time to get out of my bathrobe. Who knows? Maybe you think I'm doing the show in my bathrobe. But I am not. I'm fully dressed. I'm fully dressed to the 11s. So there you go. How you doing with that? What's going on? Nothing. Fabulous nothing. Just groovy nothingness. And just kind of enjoying this fabulous, fabulous day. Right? Okay, so a thing that came out, a band from, I think they are from Germany. There's revitalizing what they call krautrock. Bands like Can and Amandul. They're bands out of Germany. They have their own specific style of rock and roll. And they called it krautrock. And a new band called You Do Right, which is named after a song that this band Can did. These guys are good. It's a bit of a jam. It's a bit of a long thing. But these guys really got it. It's called You Do Right. And the song is Say Less, Do More. And you listen to Zombo right here. And I'm in your brain. I like being in your brain. No other place I'd rather be than in your brain. But remember, say less, do more, you do right. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. Really nice stuff. That's You Do Right, brand new. And that came out this year. And that was, what was the name of that tune? Say Less, Do More. And you listen to Zumba right here in your brain. Yeah. So, ready to have some fun, right? You're fun folks, aren't you? Because right now I got some fun stuff for you. So it's not, recapping like all the fine stuff I find all year. Sometimes I'll find some really good artsy stuff, some good rocking stuff, some crazy stuff, and some old weird stuff. That's coming up next. One of the first recordings of Rodney Dangerfield. And he did a single called Florence of Arabia with Bird E. Bath and Rodney Dangerfield. And I just scored that. So you're going to hear that in just a bit. But let me tell you a few things. No, I'm not going to tell you a few things. We're going to get right to the song.
A dashing horse with the speed of light, a galloping steed running through the night, a hearty cry is heard.
Florence of Arabia, get a load of her, high upon her trusted stud.
Steed,
that was all she'd ever need. So mystifying, she was always flying with her turban and her noose.
That's a garment that hangs loose.
Out on the desert, upon the sand, Florence would ride off leading her band. If an oasis she then would spot,
she would cool off from being hot and sultry.
If you should leave your tent flap open, you'd awake to find her groping into the dark to reach your side.
She only wants to be your bride.
Majestic Florence of Arabia, get a load of her. She's the queen of Khyber Pass.
An exotic little lass.
Florence would hide out among the dunes. That's where you'd find her most afternoons. If you should wander into her camp,
inside her tent they'd burn a lamp.
So brightly, but if you're smart, you stay far away. It isn't safe by night or by day. Men have gone there and never come back.
The victims of a rear attack.
Be careful, Florence. She was not as prissy as that great El Sisi who cavorted over Spain.
Camping all along the plain.
There was Sodom and Gomorrah.
Deep in the Kasbah, wherein she lurks. Among the Arabs, among the Turks. Strapped to her thigh, a sharp scimitar.
A gift from someone named Omar.
Praise Allah.
If she should get you into a corner, better give in, or else you're a goner. Give her your love, or give her your life.
It's better than that curvy knife.
It's painless, Florence. She was so exotic.
Also quite erotic.
All the Arabs were perplexed. Each one thought that they'd be next.
She was highly oversexed.
Trusted stud.
Steve.
That was all she'd ever need. Cause she's the freak of Arabi.
Yeah.
There you go with that. Ain't that mellow, mellow? Willie Hutch, a nice old compilation. What was that compilation called? It's called The Want List. And I guess when people buy records, they have a thing called The Want List, the stuff they're wanting to look for. And that's a compilation. That was probably a homemade compilation that I found. So that was kind of a nice find. And from a compilation called Queer Noises, 1961 through 1978, one of the first recordings of Rodney Dangerfield, and that's with Birdie Bath doing Florence of Arabia. Hey, how are you? Zombo right here, and you're right there, and...
Sarcoma!
That's right, sarcoma. That is right, friends.
Sarcoma!
Odds are you'll never have heard that word before, unless you listen to this show, because I like that word.
Sarcoma!
It has a nice ring to it, even though 40 people are diagnosed with
sarcoma
every day. And it's a life-changing word because
sarcoma,
it's cancer. Oh, no. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, we can beat sarcoma. Just beat it. Beat it with a hammer. That's right. Join us to find the cure for sarcoma. Yep. Yep. Fine. There's no cure. There's treatment, but you're not gonna
sarcoma.
Cancer just is a thing. It's a thing. Okay. And now we're on the subject of this. Let me get this other one out of the way first. Oh boy, this follows up great. One in four families are affected by. Nope, not that. Chemical dependency. If you think someone you may love may have a problem with addiction, like Jane, power can open up a window of hope. Call Power today, 412-243-7535, to learn about more. Wow, that's depressing. Depressing PSAs. They always have the depressing PSAs. And, so we got
sarcoma
and addiction. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. Two ways of checking out. That's weird, stuff like that, right? I'm trying to think of a good segue because I got this idea. You know what's really bugging me? I'm just going to shoot right to this. And that is when somebody needs to clean up social media because there's too many dead people on it. And that is just weird. It's like walking down the street and stepping over a dead body. Because, like, sometimes I'll get like, hey, it's Mark something or other's birthday. His birthday? I thought he died 40 years ago. He did die 40 years ago. You're still getting his birthday reminders. Well, that stinks. Yeah, or you'll get you'll go to invite people to like you're having an event or something. Like, oh, can't invite that person. They're dead. Can't invite that person. They're dead. And you feel weird unfriending them because they're already dead. So like you unfriend a dead person, you think maybe their ghost is like, man, that's not cool. And then you get haunted the rest of your life. So you just can't win. So there should be a special social media graveyard where we can put all these people. If you want to go check them out, you go to the social media graveyard. They're not like dead people all over your, just around you. It's just, it's not good. It's not a healthy thing. And the weird thing is when people die on social media, it's this big spooky thing. Like you'll say, it really, really goes out. My hearts go out to the family of blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah is dead. What happened? And then nobody answers. You're going to tell me that this person died and you're not going to tell, like it's a secret? Like, isn't that, that's so strange, almost embarrassed to tell you. So I figured out a way to decode what it means when people die on social media. Someone say, after a long illness. After a long illness probably means
sarcoma.
So a long illness. Or they've been like really frail their whole life. And they just, if it's a short, because they usually say after a battle. It is a battle. It is a battle. He battled that. He battled it. Tried to stay alive. It's not really a battle. Might seem like a battle, but, you know, I don't know. It's such a bad word. Like, I'm going to battle this. Really? Why don't you just kind of like try and push it out of the way? Be a little more subtle with it. So you got that. Then you got someone who goes, well, it was after a short illness. Now, short illness could be anything. Short illness is where you start getting into that gray zone. Short illness could be like, well, the guy was 900 pounds. Short illness, probably heart attack. Okay. The short illness, you know, maybe one of these guys that never went to the hospital ever in his entire life and just got, my back hurts. And the next day they're dead. Or crazier ones like, I just take a couple of these. I've got a cold. Let me take a couple cold medicine pills. And then they never wake up. Crazy stuff like that. So that's short illness. Then you get into the real odd stuff. Like when they say, well, when they use the word battling demons, you know what battling demons means. Battling demons mean they've been fighting Satan. That's right. And Satan gave him an uppercut while they weren't looking. That's Satan. He fights dirty. So, no, when you know, someone says battling demons, that tells you right off the bat. You know, this person must have had an addiction problem. Battling demons or a mental health issue. So you're just trying to, because no one will tell you anything. They're like embarrassed. They'll go, we want to respect the families. You're dead. And I want to know why. Like these obituaries. Why? Don't beat around the bush. You know, you only got one shot, you know, telling everybody what somebody croaked from. You know, satisfy the curiosity. Now, the crazier ones are like when they just don't say anything and they go, well, you know, they're just not around anymore. That is not good when they're not around anymore. And the worst is when somebody blows the brains out. That's the worst. That is the absolute, and I think that's number one, it's a messy way to go. Because you're leaving a mess for somebody to clean up. That's pretty traumatic, and that's just darn rotten. You know? I just think that is such a weird way to off yourself. You know? That's it. You know, you're just, it's so creepy even thinking about it. Why would you shoot yourself? I don't know, man. There's so many more pleasant ways to go. You know, it could be like David Carradine. Now, that's a funny way to go. Or the guy from In Excess, where you put a rope around your neck or a belt around your neck, and then you have at it, And then next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. So, yeah. So that's kind of thing I just think is kind of crazy. So it's a deciphering thing for you guys. I don't even know how I even got on the subject. I just bother. Stuff like that bothers me. And then when it bothers me, I vent on the radio. And when I vent on the radio, I'm done with it. Feels good. Like a doo-doo. But now it's your problem. Now you're going to think about it, and it's going to bother you. Or you're just going to tune into another radio station and go, this is getting really morbid here. You know, the other thing that really gets me, too, is they make a big deal. If someone commits suicide, it's their choice, all right? Their body, their choice. Sadly, a lot of folks do that. But they always make it sound like, ooh, he said he even mentioned that. We better get him put into a psychiatric help because he just kind of mentioned, joked around about it. You know, here's the thing. Suicide's just basically like leaving the party early. You know, it's not any fun anymore. And you're just leaving the party. You're leaving the party early. It's all on you. But please, if you're going to do it, don't blow your brains out because you're going to leave a mess for somebody to clean up. And it's going to mess them up. So don't do that. You know? Where's all the people jumping off of bridges these days? Nobody jumps off of bridges anymore. There used to be a thing in Pittsburgh. There's always like one or two people jumping off a bridge. What is that? That's out of style now? Boy, there's always people jumping off of bridges in this town. Nobody does that anymore. Yeah. Go figure. Unless nobody's saying anything and it's a new code word. All right. Let's get back to music. What do you say? Because I got these PSAs. We talked about all these wonderfully morbid things to start off 2023. But see, it's like shedding your skin like a snake. We talk about these things, we process it, and we move on. Rather than them get buried down, and then it just kind of creates this weird anxiety that you just don't really know, this really weird feeling. At least for me. I ain't got no weird feelings. I'm just weird. Only happy when you're gone. The Corettes! Zombo right here in your brain!
Thank you.
Brand new, that's brand new, from Calexico, and that was El Paso, was the name of the song. A brand new record by a new band called Loose Sutures, that was Black Lips, and also a new release from 2022, The Corettes, with Only Happy When You're Gone. Ha ha ha, Zombo right here on your brain. I'm feeling fantastic. You feeling fantastic? You should feel fantastic. You should. And I'm doing my best. I do my best to bring some fantastic into your life. Sure, I might get morbid. Sure, I might get weird. Sure, I might get... But it's always fantastic. That's a fantastic time, always here on WRCT. One of the most amazing radio stations that I've ever been on. This is quite a thing. Come in here and play what I want, say what I want, hang out with my buddies, frighten the general public. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. I'm here till 1 o'clock. I will not be on the radio next week. But I'll be playing Zombo's Deep Archive, which will be shows from 13 years ago. That show airs Mondays, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on this here station. And that's right. And then it shows from 13 years ago. It's that simple. I'll be rebroadcasting a different show because I've got like tons of old radio shows. And it's just kind of nice to edit them down and play them for you because I have not gotten... I have one idea. I have one idea, and that one idea started about 30 years ago. Playing crazy records for my crazy friends and saying crazy things. And, it doesn't get any different than that. Sorry. That was the only idea I ever had. It ain't a bad one. All right, let's see here. Pull up a chair. It's breakfast for dinner. I thought it would be whiskey for breakfast. But this is breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired serves up audio feast, an Egyptian feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. See, I'm very good at saying. I can do that tongue twister just fine. Power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, and anything that feeds the mind. Sunday night, 6 to 7. 1 hour show, slacker. 1 hour show, you big baby. Only on WRCT 88.3 and it streams on WRCT.org. 1 hour show. Let me tell you something right here. Oh, that's only a 1 hour show, too. Where's that big long show at? How about whiskey before breakfast? There you go. A whiskey for breakfast is like breakfast before dinner, is another radio show, but it's your prescription. It's not a prescription from a podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays, 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's an eclectic folk program, and stick around for an hour. What is it with these hour shows? Big baby. 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the Black Diamond Show. I guess anything it's on WRCT. Yeah, 1 hour show. 1 hour. The deep, see, now this guy knows how to do it. What's better than an hour? 2 hours. That's right. 2 hours of traditional blues music. 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. See, his show's called Deep Blues Hour, but it's actually 2 hours. Join Steve every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours. Two, because he's doing two. Traditional blues. And that's a great show, WR. They're all good here. This one, the one you're listening to now, it's my favorite show. This is my favorite show. The one you're listening to right now, me. I like my own. If this is my favorite show, what's the point of doing radio? Mm-hmm. Want to hear some more music? You do? You do, you crazy kids, you. You crazy kids, you, and you're listening to the music. So, every now and then I find like an old gem. And this is an old gem. This is the by the Revelators, and it's called Atomic Bomb. So you get some old gems. But it's been a reissue, so it's one of these things I just found this year. So it kind of goes with that. Ah, look at that. Coming up on what time is it? 11 o'clock. I got 2 hours to go. See? Look at that. I could do three radio shows today all at the same time. But I'm going to do one nice big one. Because I know you like nice big ones. Atom Bomb, Revelators Quartet.
Everybody knows about the Atom Bomb. Nobody knows the theme. Lord will come, he's gonna hit. Boom, bang, boom. The Atom Bomb, oh, when he comes, Lord, when he comes. 1945, Atomic Bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wise. They heard about a country way across the line had an atom bomb the very same time. People got worried all over the land like they did over in Japan. Everybody knows about the atom bomb. Nobody knows the name. My Lord, the come, he's gonna hit.
Boom,
back,
boom.
The atom bomb, oh, when he comes, Lord, when he comes. Soon the day of judgment will be going near. That will be the day you see my Lord appear. He will show his children how to find the light, lead them down the pathway that is straight and right. Jesus has more power than the atom bomb. Oh, when he hits, you know it, and you surely run to the rock of ages there to hide away. And the times are coming on the judgment day.
Everybody knows about the atom bomb. Nobody knows the day my Lord will come. He's gonna hit.
Boom,
back,
boom.
The atom bomb. Oh, when he comes, Lord, when he comes. Brothers, don't get worries on your mind. Seek in Jesus and you shall find peace and happiness and joy divine. Put my Jesus on the line. God told Elijah he would send the fire, burn the world and his desire. Told Brother Noah about the rainbow sign. No more rainbow
fire next time.
Everybody knows about the atom bomb. Nobody knows the name of Lord will come, he's gonna hit.
Boom,
like
boom.
The atom bomb, oh, when he comes, Lord, when he comes. Everybody knows about the atom bomb. Nobody knows the name of Lord will come, he's gonna hit.
Boom,
like
boom.
The atom bomb, oh, when he comes, Lord, when he comes. When he comes, Lord, when he comes.
The Revelators Quartet with the atom bomb. That was always a thing to be afraid of, like the atom bomb. There was always a thing to be afraid of. Now they don't even talk about atom bomb anymore. I remember growing up, it was like saying, you know, that atom bomb comes in here, and the H bomb, and the Q bomb, and the neutron bomb, all these bombs, and it's gonna wipe out civilization 17 times over, and it kind of scared everybody, right? Then all of a sudden it gets like, okay, then there's like. Okay, well, I guess we kind of got that out of the way. How about terrorism? Man, remember everybody was so afraid of Al-Qaeda? And what was the other one? ISIS, all these other. So they always got to keep something to keep you scared. You know? There's always something to scare you. You know? Some of it, yeah, some of it's not scary. But, you know, I don't think Al-Qaeda is going to come over and, go visit Cranberry. But there are people in Cranberry that are petrified of Al-Qaeda. Look, Al-Qaeda, I better get some more guns and get a security system because that Al-Qaeda. And then they find out it was like, 17 guys. And like great promotion. You know, they had a great PR department there scaring everybody. Everybody's got to be scared though. Don't be scared. Nothing. Yeah, believe me. Everything is going to be just fine. And if it's not, you're just kind of living, whatever. Who cares? What am I talking about? Put the clock back on the wall. I'm trying to be relevant, and I just can't. Sometimes I just don't have the relevancy that I think I should have. Like, sometimes I'll be sitting around and I go, man, I've got a radio program. I can say these profound, enlightening things and play different kind of music, and everybody's going to think, that's Zabo, man. He's out there. He's pretty darn cool. But, boy, is he profound. He's very profound. but it's more like he's like nonchalant. You know, I'd rather be profound than nonchalant. And but, you know, so it comes off as like, well, the show, he's really nonchalant. Doesn't really care. He's just very nonchalant. And I'm trying to be profound. It's hard to be profound. It's very easy to be nonchalant. Nonchalant is fine. Anybody can do nonchalant. Be profound. That's a rare quality. And every now and then I'll get a little bit of profoundness. But then I'll listen to these shows later and go, man, that's not profound. That's nonchalant. Put the clock back on the wall. Another old tune I really dig by the E-Types.
I'm going to give you the time of your life, baby.
Yeah.
Starts to worry about your mood, starts to wonder why the clouds are in your eyes. You can tell them it's the flowers or the cinder in the air, but don't let on, we'll sunder your disguise. Yourself inside, and he'll ask you why you're laughing as he laughs along with you. You don't know that you both laugh so hard you cry. Hey! Clock back on the wall. Hey! Put the clock back on the wall. Locked up in my